Welcome to another Shan's Healthcast, brought to you by Shan's Healthcare. This healthcast features a discussion about the link between immunizations and autism with Dr. Mobeen Rathore, University of Florida College of Medicine Jacksonville Professor of Pediatrics. To schedule an appointment for pediatric immunizations, please call our new patient appointment hotline toll-free at 888-SHANS-8. That's 888-742-6378. And now, Dr. Rathore.
Immunizations against infectious diseases in general are one of the most valuable and cost-effective interventions offered by medicine. As a result of vaccines, smallpox has been eradicated. Several diseases, including polio, have been eliminated from the Western Hemisphere. And almost all vaccine-preventable diseases have been so significantly decreased in the United States that most people have not even heard of or seen most of these diseases. Measles is one such disease that has almost been eliminated in the United States. However, unless high levels of immunizations are maintained, there is a very clear danger that measles, which is an extremely contagious disease, can return. This has been amply evidenced by several outbreaks in the past few years that started in the unimmunized children and quickly spread into the community. Even in Jacksonville, 15 years ago, there was a major outbreak of measles. Measles vaccine is part of MMR vaccine that, in addition to measles, includes mumps and rubella or German measles vaccines. Many parents are concerned about the possible link between MMR and autism. Although there is no scientific evidence to support this concern, nevertheless, this misinformation continues to circulate. Since signs of autism tend to appear at 12 to 15 months of age, the same age when the children are immunized with MMR, many parents are therefore concerned that MMR vaccine may cause autism. Several very meticulous and well-done studies have found no causal relationship between MMR vaccine and autism. The unfortunate pseudo-link between MMR and autism was initially reported in 1998 in a study from the United Kingdom. This study included only 12 autistic children and raised the concern about MMR causing bowel problems in children, which led to autism. Not only did this study have so few children to reach any dependable and scientifically plausible conclusion of a link between MMR and autism, in some of these autistic children, including in the study, autism was present before their bowel problems appeared. In 2004, 10 of the 13 authors of this study retracted their results, stating that the results of their study do not support a causal relationship between MMR and autism. Unfortunately, damage was already done. Several studies subsequently done in Europe and the United States have not shown any causal relationship between MMR and autism. One study in the United Kingdom that included 498 children with autism from the time period starting prior to the introduction of MMR immunization for children and including the period after introduction of MMR vaccine in childhood immunization schedule. This study found no difference in the prevalence of autism whether these children did or did not receive MMR, and that there was no increase in autism after the introduction of MMR vaccine in the childhood immunization schedule. Studies from Canada and the United States have also shown no causal relationship between MMR and autism. In 2004, the Institute of Medicine, after an extensive review by arguably the best scientists in the field of immunization, epidemiology, and autism, concluded that childhood vaccines are not associated with autism and that there is no relationship with autism and MMR or thimerosal. A panel of experts assembled by the American Academy of Pediatrics came to the same conclusion. While research in the cause of autism must continue, at the same time, we must continue to immunize our children with MMR since there is no proven link between MMR and autism. Not immunizing our children with MMR not only places at risk those children not immunized with MMR, but also those children who are immunized but in whom vaccine did not take. Since no vaccine is 100% effective, a certain number of immunized children will be at risk. We can best protect our children, and the community by immunizing every child with MMR and other vaccines. For additional information regarding vaccines or any risk factors associated with vaccine, we recommend that you contact your child's physician.
Thank you for listening to Shan's Healthcast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's Healthcast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shan's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shans hospitals and services, and links to other healthcasts. UF and Shans, the science of hope.